An act relative to the governance, structure, and care of veterans at the Commonwealth of Veterans Homes seeks to improve conditions at local veterans homes. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is one of the bill's supporters, State Representative Matthew Morturi. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So what exactly does this bill do?
So, Dan, as you know, there were 76 veterans that died at the Holyoke Soldiers Home during COVID. And really what this does, it improves the oversight and the governance of the soldier homes. There's two of them, Holyoke as well as Chelsea. Some of the reforms include restructuring the Board of Trustees at both the homes. There'll be new professional qualification standards for the home superintendents, which, as a nursing home administrator by trade myself, I've been licensed in Massachusetts since 1991. I was appalled to hear that the superintendents weren't licensed as nursing home administrators. They now will be licensed as nursing home administrators in order to run these facilities. There'll be regular inspections by the Department of Public Health twice a year. Those will happen. In regular nursing homes in the Commonwealth, they're done every 9 to 15 months. So this is good to have this oversight. There'll be an appointment of an independent veterans advocate, which will be appointed by the governor, the AG, and the Secretary of State. And the majority will have that independent voice. There'll also be a Veterans Home Council. And the biggest thing, I think, is there'll be a new Office of Veterans Home and Housing under the Department of Veterans Services.
Now, this bill does have some changes from legislation that was originally proposed to address this issue, correct?
Yes, yes. It has a lot more improvements than what was originally proposed. And this was passed last Thursday by the House, and it's moving on to the Senate, and we hope our colleagues in the Senate move quickly and pass this.
And it seems like it had near unanimous support in the House.
Yes, it was. Yeah, yeah. It was, I think, 156-1. Yes, exactly right.
And how do you think it's going to fare in the Senate? Do you think that it'll get the same level of support?
I think it will, Dan. I think people, you know, were appalled at what really happened in nursing homes. Not the fault of the people that worked there at all. Funding, lack of oversight, et cetera, had some play in this. And I think this will make it much better for, the veteran population that, you know, has served our country so well. And you know, they deserve much better than what they got, and they'll be getting it under this bill.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day.